देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नितिनामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 25th. Chapter title is The Three Modes and Beyond, text number 21 till 23rd. Kindly repeat after me.
Upari gacchanti सत्वेना ब्रह्मना जना तमसो धोध मुख्या रजसांतरचारिना। उपरी गच्छन्ति सत्वेना ब्रह्मना जना तमसादोद मामुख्याद रजसांतरचारिनः। उपरी गच्छन्ति सत्वेन ब्रह्मना जनः तमसादोद मामुख्याद रजसांतरचारिनः। रजसांतरचारिणां सत्वेना ब्रह्मना जना तमसा दोदगामुक्या रजसांतरचारिना माताजीस सत्वेना ब्राह्मणा जना रजसांतरचारिना
word to word translation, kindly repeat after me. Upari upari, higher and higher, gacchanti, they go, sattvena, by the mode of goodness, brahmanaha, persons dedicated to Vedic principles, janaha, such men, tamasa, by the mode of ignorance, adaha adaha, lower and lower, amukhyat, head first, rajasa, by the mode of passion, antarhacharinaha, remaining in intermediate situation. Translation and the purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Learned persons dedicated to Vedic culture are elevated by the mode of goodness to higher and higher positions. The mode of ignorance, on the other hand, forces one to fall head first into lower and lower births. And by the mode of passion, one continues transmigrating through human bodies. Purport. Shudras, persons in the mode of ignorance, are generally in deep illusion about the purpose of life, accepting the gross material body as the self. Those in passion and ignorance are called Vaishyas and hanker intensely for wealth, whereas Kshatriyas, who are in the mode of passion, are eager for prestige and power. Those in the mode of goodness, however, hanker after perfect knowledge. They are therefore called Brahmanas. Such a person is promoted up to the supreme material position of Brahmaloka, the planet of Lord Brahma. One who is in the mode of ignorance gradually falls to the level of unmoving species, such as trees and stones. While one in the mode of passion, filled with material desire but satisfying it within Vedic culture, is allowed to remain in human society. We also have to cover text number 22 and 23. I'll be reading that and then we'll discuss. Text number 22. Satve pralinaha sarvasvaryanti naralokam rajolayaha tamolayastu nirayam yanti mameva nirgunaha. Translation. Those who leave this world in the mode of goodness to go to the heavenly planets, those who pass away in the mode of passion remain in the world of human beings, and those dying in the mode of ignorance must go to hell. But those who are free from the influence of all modes of nature come to me. Text number 23. Madarpanam nishvalam va satvikam nijakarmatat rajasam phalasankalpam himsa prayadi tamasam. Translation of this verse, and this verse also has a purport. Work performed as an offering to me without consideration of the fruit is considered to be in the mode of goodness. Work performed with a desire to enjoy the result is in the mode of passion. And work impelled by violence and envy is in the mode of ignorance. Purport to this verse is, ordinary work performed as an offering to God without desire for the result is understood to be in the mode of goodness. Whereas activities of devotion such as chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord are transcendental forms of work beyond the modes of nature.
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Sadutadain Atinichochatakara Hanamum Chakadachin Premnamata Kantavyaspura.
Hare Krishna. So we welcome you all for our daily Srimad Bhagavatam class. And today is very interesting section. Lord Krishna is explaining to Uddhava ji about one important aspect of material world is three modes of material nature. The purpose of scriptures is manifold, and one of the purpose of scripture is to invoke reflection. Most of the time, people in this material world, they like to remain in fantasy world. Therefore, you see, movies are so popular, movie songs are so popular, novels are so popular, because they take people of this world to the fantasy world, where everything is good, everything is fine. And people like fantasies. But when it comes to scriptures, they force us to reflect what is the reality. They give us vision to see what is false and what is truth. And when truth is presented, it shatters our illusion. And that people do not want. But here, Lord Krishna, very beautifully explaining, invoking the reflections through medium of Uddhavji, that whoever is living in this material world cannot escape this mighty stream, mighty flow of modes of material nature. And therefore, scriptures, again and again, whenever modes are been described, they are called guna pravaha. Guna pravaha means a mighty flow, continuously flowing. And flow doesn't remain steady, it always moving. So similarly, the modes, they are trying to show their might over living entity. Sometimes goodness is becoming forceful, sometimes passion is becoming forceful, or sometimes ignorance is becoming forceful. So this is what Lord Krishna is explaining in this chapter. And it is interesting to understand that whenever nature or the srishti is been explained, or prakriti is been explained, the next thing is explained about modes of material nature. In Bhagavad Gita, we see in 13th chapter, Lord Krishna is explaining about nature, prakriti, purusha. And the 14th chapter talks about modes of material nature. And this is the constant theme in the scripture. Because modes are integral part of this material nature. And here also, in the previous chapter, in chapter 24, Lord Krishna explained about Sankhya, explaining how different aspects or different things takes place in material nature, how material world is formed. And this chapter, whole chapter is dedicated to explain how modes of material nature acts upon living entity. So this is the theme today. I am going to discuss about how modes of material nature are so powerful, not only on the ordinary living entity, even those who are practitioner of devotional service, unto them also these modes act powerfully. And therefore, every practitioner has to reflect where he is standing. Because self-awareness is also another aspect which scriptures want to offer us, that be aware of our positions and try to move upari upari, not going down, adho adha. So elevating our consciousness is our responsibility. And therefore, self-awareness is also a very important aspect of a practitioner's practice. Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita explains that Mamachaya vicharena bhakti yogena sevate sa gunan samatityanta brahma bhuyaya kalpate. This has been explained earlier also, that as long as we do not perform a vibhichari bhakti, till that time we all are under the griefs of material nature. They are powerfully acting on each and everyone. And for this reason, Lord Kapil Dev in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam explains bhakti in the mode of ignorance, bhakti in the mode of passion, and bhakti in the mode of goodness. And Kapil Dev, while explaining Mother Devhuti, he gives the characteristics of all these three things. That how bhakti can be performed in the mode of ignorance. What is that? And other things. So somebody might ask this question. We have heard that bhakti is transcendental in nature. How can bhakti be in the mode of ignorance? Tamasic bhakti or rajasic bhakti or sattvic bhakti. Apratihata, which cannot be obstructed by anything. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a very beautiful understanding about this, that how bhakti by nature is transcendental in nature. That's true. But not the performer. The performer who is performing this process is under the grip of material nature. So, in bhakti, what matters is intention. What is the intention of a performer? Just like charity is good, but charity of alcohol is not good. What is the intention? What that person will have when after receiving the charity? He will create disturbance in the society. So such charity is considered in the mode of ignorance. So similarly, when some practitioners, what kind of intention this person has, performer has, that defines the nature of devotion. And that is what Lord Kapil Dev has explained. And today is also this appearance day of Bhishma Dev, one of the Mahajan. So, in Shanti Parva, in 62nd chapter, text number 10, he gives a very wonderful understanding to Yudhishthir Maharaj that how actions are influenced. Means whatever actions a living entity performs, there are two factors which influence the actions of living entity. Very apt. First, he says, kalaha, changing time.
And just like time changes, person's thought process and actions are also, they keep changing. Isn't it? I have heard and I have seen also, whenever like there is a full moon day and dark moon day, isn't it? Amavas and Punnima. So, just like that affects the ocean. And a Jwar Bhata means, it is said that oceans get filled up, it dries up for certain. Water comes up. Similarly, this changing time influences the mind of a person. So, in asylums, you see whenever there is a full moon or no moon day, so the people go mad as per the position of moon because changing time. And their actions change. So in previous time, on such days, they would abstain working on any weaponry things, you know. Because weapon is in hand and if something changes, that might be harmful for someone who is close by. Because person of mind can change any time. Influence of time. And even in the morning, you feel very good. And in the night, immediately thoughts changes, action changes. This is the influence of time. They influence our action. And second thing, he says that one's own nature, Sabhav, and the Sabhav is influenced by modes of nature. So here, Lord Kapildev is explaining that devotion in the mode of ignorance, devotion in the mode of passion, and devotion in the mode of goodness. He gives the definition. Abhisandaya yo himsa dambha marstarya evava samaram vibhinna drigbhavam mai kuryat satamasa. Devotional service performed by a person who is envious, proud, violent, and angry, and who is separatist, that devotional service is in the mode of ignorance. The person is envious, person is proud, he is angry, and he is violent. And beautifully, after explaining this, I'll take this, few other definitions, remaining two. But before going ahead, in third canto, Kapildev explains this. And interestingly, some acharya have commented that these three kinds of devotional service is been explained in fourth canto through first three very important stories by Maitreya to Vidura. And these three stories are, first is of Maharaj Daksha, second one is of Maharaj Dhruva, and third one is of Maharaj Prithu. So devotional service performed in the mode of ignorance is been explained through the story of Maharaj Daksha. Devotional service performed in the mode of passion is explained through the story of Maharaj Dhruva, and devotional service performed in the mode of goodness is explained through Maharaj Prithu's devotion. It's very interesting to understand this, and these stories, when I went through these chapters, they fully explain this definitions given by Kapildev. So I'm going to take that, these stories, and match this definition which Kapildev has explained. So abhisandaya yo himsa dambam matsaryam evava samrambi bhinna drigbhavam mai kuryat tamasa. So devotion in the mode of ignorance. So in fourth canto, this is a story of Maharaj Daksha, where he has arranged a big yajna, and all the universal bureaucrats, or you can say universal controllers, have assembled there, including Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. Maharaj Daksha has a very important position in universal affairs. He is progenitor, Prajapati, is very expert, also has a devotion to the Lord. So when he entered in the assembly, so he's been offered respect by each and everyone except two people. One is Lord Brahma and another one was Lord Shiva. So he accepted everyone's welcoming, but he got disturbed by seeing that everyone has got up, and he expected, because Lord Brahma was his father and spiritual master, so he did not mind that. But he got disturbed seeing that Lord Shiva has not offered him that worship or that welcoming. And he got disturbed because of that. So what emotions he went through, or how he behaved, or how he reacted to this provoking situation, that has been explained in Prabhupada's purport. So I have taken these points from Prabhupada's purports. You can refer this. This is the fourth canto, second chapter, and purport of text number 19. So the first character of devotee in the mode of ignorance is that he is a self-righteous. The meaning of this word is that one is totally correct. One who thinks that he is totally correct, morally superior, or intolerant of others' opinion and behavior. This is the meaning of this word, self-righteous. And Prabhupada writes the sentence over there in that purport is, Maharaj Daksha started speaking, and Maharaj Daksha thought that no one was greater than him in argument. This is Prabhupada writes in that purport. The first character of the person performing devotion in the mode of ignorance is he thinks, my opinion, my behavior is the behavior and is the opinion. And whatever others are offering, it is useless. And is intolerant of others' opinion. He immediately becomes violent. He becomes intolerant seeing others' behavior and others offering opinions. Because he did not understand position of Lord Shiva. He externally judged Lord Shiva sitting and not welcoming him. So he did not tolerate it. He did not tolerate Lord Shiva's behavior, just remaining sitting and meditating on the Lord. Another feature has been explained that they are hurtful. Hurtful meaning causing distress to someone's feeling. And one of the purport and one of the shloka, it is explained that when Maharaj Daksha spoke harsh words to aiming at Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva left that place without reacting. In one of the purport and one of the texts, it is said that Lord Shiva indeed felt bad of what Maharaj Daksha had spoken in the assembly. His feelings were hurt. So, with our speech or with our action, when someone creates hurting emotions. That behavior is considered in the mode of ignorance. Another thing was explained about that rejecting request of superior or blaming spiritual master or superior. See, Maharaj Daksha is a devotee. Devotee means who has pleased Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu has appeared. For his pleasure. But still, we can see that intentions, even if someone gets darshan of the Lord, that does not guarantee. Unless and until a practitioner is ready to give up such tendencies. So here, we can see that the submission here means he understood, okay, Brahmaji being a father and a spiritual master can remain seated. But in next few verses, he blames even Lord Brahma. For what reason? That because of him, Parameshtina, because of him, I married my beautiful daughter to this person, Lord Shiva. Otherwise, I would have married her to someone else. Means that is the meaning. Means in the mode of ignorance, we show superficial etiquette of respecting someone. But we are not respecting that person. Superficial submission. So when the provoking situation like this comes, we blame that personality who is a superior. And that is what has been explained. Another thing was explained is, such people, their expertise in material activities, Prabhupada writes there, Daksha means one who is expert in material activities. They mistook material expertise as devotional advancement. And for this reason, when misunderstanding happens, when expertise is being considered as devotional advancement, then on the basis of material expertise, we try to compare ourselves with others. How much advanced that person is, or how much he is not advanced. So this is another feature which has been explained. Abhisandhaya yo himsa dhamba, proud. And perceiving disrespect and unable to forget. Devotion in the mode of ignorance. They perceive disrespect. Even if respect is been given, but they think, nobody is respecting me. I have been disrespected. And this happens, that even after this incident took place, Mother Sati, she tried to bring back the right good emotions in the heart of Daksha. Whatever has happened, happened. She, without invitation, she came to the next, in the next yajna. With the thought that I will go and we will resolve the conflict between or whatever malicious thought Maharaj Daksha has or my father has for my husband, it will be dissolved. But when she came in that assembly, that Maharaj Daksha was not ready to forget the incidents and not ready to forgive. So he was perceiving disrespect. Although it was not disrespect. Lord Shiva was fully meditating on Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva was meditating on Lord Vishnu. Lord Ram, his dearest Lord of worship. But Maharaj Daksha misunderstood it as disrespect. So a devotee in the mode of ignorance, he perceives disrespect and unable to forget, keeping things in heart. So this has been explained that samarambhi bhinna drigbhavam mai kuryat satamasa. So this devotion is in the mode of ignorance. Devotion in the mode of passion is explained in the chapters of Maharaj Dhruva. Vishayan abhisandhaya. So here, earlier, himsa dambha means these are the abhisandha, means these are the forces. With these forces, that person performs devotional service. Here, vishayan abhisandhaya. Yashaha aishwaryam evava. Means desire for sense enjoyment, abhisandha, vishaya. Then yasha, fame. And third thing, aishwarya, material opulences. To acquire these things, when devotional service is performed, that devotional service is considered in the mode of passion. So here, devotee is ready to follow instruction, is ready to submit, but his submission is on his terms. In the mode of ignorance, submission is superficial. But in the mode of passion, the submission is according to one's own terms. So, in Dhruva Maharaja's case, Narad Muni met him on the way. So, first thing, Narad Muni advised him that, see, everything, whatever you have gone through, it keeps happening. People have to forget. And you continue. You are just a child. That time, Dhruva Maharaj replied to Narad Muni that I am ready to submit if you are ready to fulfill what I want, what I want to achieve. If you can give me that, then I am ready to follow you. Otherwise, please leave me alone. I will go ahead. So here submission was there. And Dhruva Maharaj submitted to the instructions of Narada Muni. But on his terms. So, in the mode of passion, our submission is there, but on our own terms. Submission to Guru, basically our submission to the Lord. And the prominent feature is that sense enjoyment, yasha, fame. We might perform devotional activity with the thought of achieving fame or achieving opulences. We perform service in the mode of passion to acquire position. We are inflexible or we have a competing mentality. So service I will perform with this thought. At some or other I should be able to control. Some or other I should be able to acquire the limelight. So here mission is with commission. Means my commission should be there. And then only I will take a mission. So that is what is been explained through these stories of Maharaj Dhruva. And devotion in the mode of goodness, which is explained through the story of Maharaj Prithu, where, I'll not go in detail, I'll just explain few points, that Here, submission is there, but it is for higher cause. So here, in case of Prudhu Maharaj, what had happened? Prudhu Maharaj was performing horse sacrifices, and he had performed successful completion of 99 sacrifices. But Lord Indradev, who is known as a Shakra, Shakra means this is a short form of Shatakratu. Shatakratu means one who has performed 100 horse sacrifices. And once whoever is performing, means it is a well-known accomplishment of performing 100 horse sacrifices. And if you perform that, you achieve the position of Indra. So he wanted to maintain that position, being a Shakra, Shatakratu. So after, when he saw that Maharaj Prithu has already performed this 99 horse sacrifices, so he became disturbed that another one will be called as a Shakra, means another one will share the same accomplishment. So he disturbed this 100th horse sacrifice of Maharaj Prithu. And there was so many upsampradayas started because of behavior of Lord Indra. And this went on. So somebody has to intervene. Lord Brahma came and told Prithu Maharaj, see, this sacrifice is creating disturbance. Better you stop at 99. Do not move. Go ahead. So Maharaj Prithu submitted. Otherwise he was ready to kill Indra. That all the priests, they were ready to offer oblation in the fire so that Indradev would be killed. As soon as Lord Brahma told Prithu Maharaj, Mahajan, spiritual master, that please, leave it. You be happy with 99. So, immediately, Prithu Maharaj gave up his desire to perform 100 sacrifices, 100 horse sacrifices. So, he abstained to achieve the accomplishment being Shakra or Shatakratu. So, here submission was for higher cause. That it is creating disturbance, creating adharma. So he submitted for that reason. And this is the character of devotee, is in the mode of goodness. One who can maintain his devotion. So here when Lord Krishna is saying that learned person dedicated to Vedic culture are elevated by the mode of goodness to higher and higher position. The mode of ignorance, on the other hand, forces one to fall head first into lower and lower births. And by the mode of passion, one continues transmigrating through human bodies. The worship, what worship, how we are offering to the Lord, is been explained. So, in the fourth canto, in the same chapter, after Prithu Maharaj's horse, means after Prithu Maharaj abstained performing 100 sacrifice, Brahmaji became pleased, and next what happens? Lord Vishnu appears along with Indradev. So this is interesting phenomena. That if you see in fourth canto, when Lord appeared in front of in previous chapter, when Lord appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj, so as soon as Lord appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj, he told him two things. The first thing he told, that after some time you will get this kingdom, you will start ruling this kingdom once your father takes sannyas or retirement. You will start ruling and you will rule even a Dhruva planet which you desired. And another interesting thing, Lord Vishnu already informed Dhruva Maharaj that after some time your brother will be killed and your stepmother who had hurt you, because he also had some malicious intention toward, because she had hurt him so badly. So Lord informed him that your mother will also, means your stepmother, will also die when she will go for searching her own son Uttama. So Lord had already informed Dhruva Maharaj that whoever has hurt you, they will get this destiny. But when Lord came with Indradev in front of Prithu Maharaj, so Prithu Maharaj must be expecting that Lord should punish him because he has created so much disturbance. Lord knows this. But interestingly, what Lord asked Prithu Maharaj, please forgive this person. Means what Prithu Maharaj could have expected, that he should be punished. Lord himself should have punished him. But it's like 180 degree, you know, movement, that Lord is asking, please forgive him. So he's not correcting Indradev, he's not punishing Indradev, but asking. So what Lord is expecting, forget and forgive. That is in the mode of goodness. It's very difficult, definitely. But that is what has been expected. And then Lord says that, Sudhya sadavo loke naradeva narottamaha nabhi druyanti bhutebhyo yarhi natma kalevaram. So here he uses this word Sudhya. Who is a narottam? That one who has a Sudhya, whose intelligence is not influenced by the modes of material nature. And there is another word used, Gunadhya. Gunadhya means whose intelligence has been influenced by modes of material nature. So this is the big difference over here. A devotee, one who is Gunadhya, will continue with his sabhav, with his nature, and practice devotional service. And one who is a Sudhya has already achieved the platform of what Lord Krishna has explained in Bhagavad Gita, avyabhicharini bhakti. And that is what a devotee has to take effort for. That upari upari means we should go one step ahead as we progress in devotional service. And the antidote for this, to come from Gunadhya to Sudhya, the weapon Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna himself has given in the next verse. That if I am a Gunadhya, I am influenced by the modes of material nature, how shall I get out of it? So Lord Vishnu told Prithu Maharaj that Purusha yadi muhyanti tadrisha deva mayaya sharmaeva param jato dirgaya vriddha sevaya. So the weapon Lord Krishna is giving to all of us is to counterattack modes of material nature or Gunadhya propensities by Dirghaya Vriddha Sevaya. The weapon of service to Guru and Vaishnava. Otherwise, Dirghaya Vriddha Sevaya. If we are not able to develop Sudhya even after serving, then Lord Krishna is saying Shrama eva param jato. It is useless, fruitless endeavor. So when we continue serving the Guru and Vaishnavas, that guarantees protection from the modes of material nature, the influence of, or the pravaha, the mighty force. They protect us when we are engaged with the proper intention. And that what we see, how it, I'll just finish with this, a wonderful pastime. That this you must have heard this before. Many devotees have explained, but this is in context with today's solution. That once, like here, in as Shyam Sundar Prabhu was explaining, that in Mumbai, Prabhupada started a life member program. So, Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Gurudas Prabhu had gone to subscribe one life member. They went to one wealthy person. And this wealthy person welcomed both of them. He asked them to be seated. They sat. The pleasantries were taken place. And then he asked, there is hot outside, isn't it? And you must be feeling hot. So he called for two cold drinks. So they, both of them became very happy. This person is welcoming very nicely. So after he called for cold drinks and he offered them, Gurudas Prabhu and Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. But interesting thing, he said that instead of drinking that, if you want me to be a life member, then instead of drinking, you pour that on your head. So, in the service of Guru, they accepted that both of them, they took that cold drink and they poured on their head. But after that, Gurudas Prabhu banged that table. So immediately the person said that, is this your spiritual master has taught you? That you react to the situation like this? So that time Gurudas Prabhu told him that this is the power of my Guru Maharaj, service to him. That the way you have treated me today, if I would not have been serving my spiritual master, I would have slit your throat for such treatment. But I am just banging the table. So, sudhiya, the reaction to the provoking situation has changed just because service, dirgaya vriddha sevaya, when we engage in the service of the Lord. So this is what Lord Krishna is offering all of us, that when we are engaging in the service of the Lord and the devotees and the Vaishnavas, so the forces of material nature can be counterattacked. So I'll just summarize today what we have discussed, that Lord Krishna here is talking about modes of material nature and going beyond. So we discussed that how modes are powerful. They act not only on ordinary living entities of this world, but even on devotees who are practitioners, who have not gone beyond, or who are not performing avyabhicharini bhakti, they are still under the grip of material nature. The second thing we discussed, that devotion, how devotional service by nature is transcendental, but the performer is not. He is under the modes of material nature. And intentions define the practice of devotional service. So what kind of intentions and the swabhav a practitioner has? So we discussed the story of Maharaj Daksha, who has performed, like who had a devotion towards Lord, but his intentions were different. how he dealt with the provoking situation. And basically, dealing with provoking situation means dealing with the devotees. Isn't it? So these three stories you see, that is dealing with devotees only. So, how he reacted, how Dhruva Maharaj reacted in the mode of passion, and how Prithu Maharaj reacted. So in the mode of ignorance, grace is useless over material achievement. In the mode of passion, grace is for material achievement. And in the mode of goodness, grace is higher or bigger than any other achievement. Grace of a devotee, grace of the Lord. So that is what we discuss, how Prithu Maharaj let go whatever his achievement, and he accepted the grace of spiritual master and the Lord. So today is also today's Tithi, today is very big day. Today is disappearance day of Bhishma Dev, appearance day of one of our Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Today is the day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, feeling compassion to the whole world, took sannyas. Also today is disappearance day of Ramchandra Kaviraj Goswami, and also Makar Sankranti. So I could not speak much on this topic, but please excuse me. But whatever I could gather today, kindly accept whatever you can use in practice of devotional service. If I have spoken something which is beyond my realization, kindly excuse. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Dai Gaur Premanande.